That was Cannonball Adderley, I'm Glad There Is You, on his record In the Land of Hi-Fi.
You're listening to Dakota Huffman, our School of Jazz guest DJ on 88.5 FM, the new KNKX. I'm Abe Beeson, and we're handing over this next hour of jazz to Dakota, and he's got some fantastic recordings on the way. We're going to hear Ellington and his band next. We've got Sonny Clark's trio, Sonny Rollins on saxophone later. We're going to hear more Adderley with Miles Davis, some Bill Evans piano as well. But first, let's get to know Dakota Huffman, a 16-year-old junior alto sax player out of Tahoma High School. Dakota, tell me about your early musical upbringing. What kind of music were you hearing as a young kid?
My parents were playing a lot of, rock. That's, my dad and my mom played a lot of country. But jazz wasn't really in my ears until about 3 or 4 years ago. And as soon as I heard it, I knew that's what I wanted to be listening to.
Do you remember the first jazz you heard that really sparked your interest? Was there a specific album or a specific player?
Yeah, it was Blue Minor by Sonny Clark on his Blue Minor album. I heard the song, found it, downloaded the whole album, listened to it for a couple weeks straight, and it's been that since.
And you were already playing music when you started hearing jazz, so what was the first instrument you were playing?
Actually, I started on guitar when I was in elementary school. From there, I went to clarinet in middle school band. From there, to saxophone, started on tenor. I started listening to more jazz, decided that I loved the way that alto sounded, and I could really find my voice on that, and here we are.
Now, we just heard Cannonball Adderley, one of the great alto sax players of all time. Is he the guy that got you interested in that horn, or was it the horn itself that interested you?
I think a little bit of both. I really love the way that alto sounds. Cannonball and Phil Woods, I love their sounds. That's what really drew me to that horn.
And we're going to move on next with another one of your musical heroes, Mr. Duke Ellington. Not just a great composer, but a pretty great ambassador for jazz. What is it that attracted you to Duke?
He, is a genius composer, band leader, but also the fact that he was just a great person. He had a great personality, like you said, jazz ambassador. I think he introduced a lot of people to jazz that might not, have known about it otherwise, and he was just a great guy, a great soul. So that's really why I find myself looking up to him.
It's our School of Jazz guest DJ Dakota Huffman on KNKX, 16-year-old junior at a Tahoma High School alto sax there under the direction of Matt Cole.
This is Duke Ellington and his orchestra live at Newport. I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, featuring Johnny Hodges.
Thank you. Johnny Hodges. Thank you. Evening Jazz on the new 88.5 KNKX.
That was Black Velvet by Sonny Clark on his album Blue Minor on the new 88.5 KNKX.
And that's Dakota Huffman, our School of Jazz guest DJ. This evening's taking over the 8 o'clock hour. We also heard a couple of fantastic trombones live at Birdland, J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding doing Bone of Contention. Dakota Huffman, an alto sax player, a 16-year-old junior at Tahoma High School. You were really inspired by Sonny Clark and that trio album Blue Minor. And I wonder what you like about Sonny Clark.
It's very abstract to me. I'm not sure what draws me to it. There's something about it that I don't really feel with like a lot of other jazz musicians. There's something in that sound, the way that he just hits the keys, and it's hard to describe. It's it's very much kind of innate and up there.
This next set's going to be full of ballads, and I know you're a big fan of the slow stuff, the ballad songs, and I wonder if you could put your finger on why that is.
I've never been someone who can just, you know, shred through and come up on the fly with these long, you know, runs and make them sound great. I'm more of a, you know, a little bit slower player. I like to really think about, you know, what I have and make those notes sound right and come out and put a lot of emotion into it. I find it, you know, when you have these long runs, it's hard to channel you know, your soul through those.
Dakota Huffman is our School of Jazz guest DJ tonight, and this next one is a tearjerker full of emotion.
Yes, it is. This is You Don't Know What Love Is by Sonny Rollins from his album Saxophone Colossus. This is the new 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. You're listening to the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news.
Thank you.
That was Peace Peace by Bill Evans from his album Everybody Digs Bill Evans on 88.5 KNKX.
You're listening to our School of Jazz guest DJ. Dakota Huffman's here. He's a junior, 16-year-old alto sax player out of Tahoma High School. And Jose James splitting the set with Tenderly from his recent Billie Holiday tribute, Yesterday I Had the Blues. Dakota is now the lead alto player in the school jazz band at Tahoma High School. And I wonder if that means that you are now in a position where you're helping the younger kids.
I love to do that. Yes, I love to impart, you know, certain things that I've picked up from my teachers or from listening. And I love to share that with, you know, everyone else who's there. I love to hear what they have to say. That free and open flow, you know, of communication and knowledge, I think helps everyone get better. Listening is a huge thing for me. And I try to, you know, I'll find a great album or a great song that I really love. And I'll say, hey, guys, you know, let's listen to this.
I understand you're also helping to develop a jazz listening curriculum with the band director there.
Yeah, Matt Cole and I were working to do some listening every morning. That way we get, you know, exposure to everything jazz related. So everyone gets a little bit of exposure to everything. I do play with Maple Valley Big Band. I get a lot of knowledge from that and a lot of learning. So there's something to be said with playing with, you know, groups of different sizes just outside of school.
And we're going to hear some different combos in this next set. We've got guitarist Grant Green with a trio coming up, Dexter Gordon's quartet as well, but a big band for us next.
We've got Pensive Miss by Count Basie and his orchestra on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
Evening Jazz on the new 88.5 KNKX.
That was I Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry, Dexter Gordon with Sonny Clark, This is 88.5 KNKX.
And it's our School of Jazz guest DJ, Dakota Huffman, taking over the show for the 8 o'clock hour tonight, a 16-year-old junior alto sax player in the jazz band at Tahoma High School. Dakota, I wanted to ask you about your plans for the future. You're just a junior now, so a little early to say for sure what school you're off to, but you think you'll study jazz at college?
I've always been really interested in communications, radio and television. I don't know if I'll be studying music or jazz in college, but I do know that I will be, I'll have music all my life and I'll continue to play saxophone.
Fantastic. It's great to know that someone will be here to take my spot when I leave.
Hey, fingers crossed.
Dakota, we are almost out of time. I did want to get in a great story that you told me earlier about meeting one of your alto saxophone heroes, David Sanborn. What happened?
Well, we were actually in Seattle heading down to Jazz Alley. We were going to see David Sanborn that night, and we were there early out front, and his tour van pulls up, and out pops David Sanborn, and I kind of made eye contact. I was like, is this really David Sanborn? Got some pictures with him. He was a very nice guy. Got to ask him some questions. A saxophone I purchased about a year ago, the guy I purchased it from had it in the shop. David Sanborn was in town in Portland and had gone in and tried the horn and offered to buy it from the guy. And the guy, turned him down, luckily for me. And so now I have that horn, and I asked him about it, and he said that he remembers, going in there and trying some horns, and it would be something that sounds like he'd do. So, yeah.
A great reminder to all the young players out there and young players of all age, I suppose, jazz fans. When you go out to see jazz, chances are the artist, no matter how famous they might be, is going to be hanging around before or after the show and be happy to talk to you. So be sure to get out there and meet your heroes. It's just that easy. Dakota, it's been wonderful having you here. Thank you so much.
Abe, thank you for having me.
And I've only appropriate to finish our hour of jazz with you with your hero, Cannonball Adderley. What have you got for us for your last song?
I've got Allison's uncle, Cannonball Adderley, with Miles Davis on their album Something Else.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ Dakota Huffman on Evening Jazz from 88.5 KNKX.